And now, Art Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 1360 WCHL.
Michael Phelps must have drowned. Well, not really, in a sea of emotion. This is Art Chansky with Thursday's Sports Notebook. What a night, capping an incredible Olympic ride for Michael Phelps. Let us count the ways. He came into the London Games with a net worth of $45 million from his past Olympic fame and blitzing of the field in Beijing. He became the most decorated Olympian in history, winning his 19th medal when his 400-meter relay team took the gold by a mile. Well, almost a lap. So that had to be euphoric for the now veteran swimmer. But it came only an hour after he failed to win his third straight gold in his specialty event, the 200-meter butterfly, a race he led for most of the four laps and looked like he had it won until South African Chad Laclos somehow beat him to the wall by a millisecond. Sure, you can say Phelps went to London a bit fat and happy. His 4 years since Beijing were filled with fun, making millions through endorsements, and a little embarrassment when he got photographed smoking pot at a party. Can't you give the kid a break for giving us such a great high in China? But whether age caught up with him or he just didn't want it or need it as much this time around, Phelps still reached his goal, even though it wasn't all gold, by a few meters in the square mile. He leaves London the most medaled Olympian of all time with 19 to hang around his neck and show off to his grandkids someday. So should we say he coasted or floated to the record? Or that he wasn't as motivated as those who idolized him as teenagers in the past? That will be debated like some of the favored gymnasts who slipped on the beam or sprinters who stumbled down the stretch or high jumpers who flicked the bar at the very end. For Michael Phelps, my guess is it won't matter. When you fall short of records, you risk being forgotten faster than a 100-meter dash. But history will be kind to Phelps and won't really remember exactly how he did it, only that he did it with effort, grace, and humility when his goals turned to silver and bronze. All we'll recall is that he won the most medals until someone takes home 20. This is Art Chansky. See ya.